We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, back here on OMF at 617-779-7937. We had a guest on from Santo Domingo. He was a journalist down there, Dionisio Soldevilla. He told us there was going to be a press conference, and for some reason, down there in Santo Domingo, they kept on delaying it, and we're still not hearing about any
It was supposed to be at
press
12.
Conference. It was supposed to be at 12.
They're a little late. Right. They're still gathering information.
What are they doing?
They want to make sure they get everything right.
What are they doing down there? There's so much really just sloppy reporting being done. So originally, we hear that it could be an ex-cop, right? It could be a setup. This was a hit job. I think we all pretty much could tell that by the video that it was a hit job.
Yes.
And that it might have been cop, and it might have been the cop doing a favor for the drug lord. Something was involved in it. And then we get this guy on, and he tells us, now, he checked it out with the people that this guy who shot David Ortiz is not a former policeman.
They have rejected that theory that he was the shooter is a police officer. Okay. I think they know who it is, but they're not saying it publicly. Maybe not to interfere with the investigation.
So they know who it is, and so they know it's not a cop.
Well, you've seen that before.
But why aren't they revealing? What are we doing here? How long are you going to keep this?
Maybe they don't want the suspect to know that they're onto him.
I've seen crime movies before.
I'm sure. Exactly, but you've seen that before. We don't have a name. Maybe they'll give the name when they're looking for people to help out. Try to identify this guy. This is what he looks like. This is his name. If you can help us out, whatever, right?
But why don't you bring him
if
in?
If they know who it is.
You bring him in for questions.
Because they haven't found him yet because he's dead.
Yeah, but if you, and let's just say you,
he might
yeah,
be
see,
dead. He might
thank
be
you.
Dead.
See, I think he is probably dead.
Well, you
dead.
Find him if he's okay. dead, right?
Well, but if you find out, if you do know
he's
who
buried.
He is,
okay, let's
you put his,
in
he's
the water.
Buried already.
Well, they took a fishing boat out in the ocean and they freaking dropped his ass.
Yeah, he's going to wash up to the Hyatt. Some kid's going to be playing with his toys. He's going to be like, ah, and then run away.
Yeah.
No, this is
I've seen that happen before.
So other than wait a second.
Wait, what?
This is another old way.
No, I've seen it
random
happen.
Story.
You have seen
what
it happen.
What the hell are you talking? Hold on. Don't say a word yet. Yeah. You're telling me that you were at a beach where a dead body washed ashore?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Shut up.
Grand Cayman Island.
Okay.
The Marriott Grand Cayman Island.
How many years ago?
Maybe 10 years
ago. So take me through it. Take me through it. You're at the beach. You're hanging out. You're about to go in the water and what?
And so the police were out there looking for somebody.
Yeah.
And they were trying to find somebody. They were on the little, what do you call them, the ski-doo things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they were looking for somebody. Somebody had fallen off a boat. And so they were looking for somebody. And then the next thing, I'm with my wife, and we're on
looking at sunset.
No, it was bright. No, it was like midday. It was the middle of the day. It was hot. And the next thing you know, we look up. I'm going, oh, my God, look at that right over there. And the cops were coming in for it, and it was bloated, and that's what happens when these boys, they look bloated. They look like five times their normal size.
So what happens when you're in the water?
Color.
And I try to rescue you?
And so typical.
Give him mouth. No, he's alive. This guy's actually alive. Holy smokes.
It's typical of the island, so instead of having a little bit of respect for the people that are actually sunbathing and,
you're a
enjoying
trip.
The
I tell
thing,
you what.
What do? They drag him up right next to where we
like,
were
Like, why
were
you drinking your pina colada?
Yes, exactly.
your coconut shrimp.
Right. I said, could you pick another spot?
I tell you what. Just random stories from Glenn. No, I believe you 100%. Yeah. I didn't know where I was going.
It's good.
I was locked up with Jesse Jackson.
Guy's dead.
As far as the Ortiz stuff,
yeah.
Basically, there's really no new news. Other than, Ortiz is here. He had surgery last night. Exploratory surgery.
How do you not? If this happened in Somerville, you don't think we'd figure it out in 24 hours?
I mean, hey, like I said, you still don't know who shot Tupac or Biggie.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. See, I think that this manhunt would be like, oh God, I forget the names. The marathon bombing.
That's what they think. Right?
We don't know.
Yeah, well, that's what happened.
How do we not know?
The manhunt that went on at the marathon bombing, based on the love and, you know, respect that is given to David Ortiz, you would think that they would go crazy the same way they did here in Boston.
Well, especially
would.
Down there.
Well, I just thought, okay, you know, military police, you know, AP, you know, just pictures out there, you know, manhunts, dogs, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. This guy Julian is in a car right now, and he's actually claims he's from the area that we're talking about down there in Santo Domingo. So, Julian, go ahead. Where were you from?
Hi, guys.
Oh, God.
Hi, guys.
Are you doing that on purpose? You are.
Hello? Oh, yeah.
We get phone issues.
Yeah, sorry, Julian.
Julian, call us right back. Call us right back. We get phone
line
issues.
Line three.
Wow, hold on.
It's line three.
It's line three.
Julian was on hold for like 2 hours. It is line three, by the way.
You know, this has happened for 4 months now.
Julian's got to call back.
Can't we fix something that's been gone for four
it's
months?
It's line three.
Yeah, we fix something and then something else breaks.
It's this national phenomenon.
So let me ask you this. Yeah.
It's a weather pattern that only happens three times a year, and it only happens to us.
So, Lou, if you're driving home tonight and one of your wheels falls off, are we going to do?
Freak accident.
Are you not going to get it fixed? Are you not going to pull into a mechanic and say, can you put my wheel back on?
All right, there is. He's on line two now.
These phones are out all the time.
Let's
try Julian.
Works.
Julian, can you hear us now?
Yes.
No, that was him. Hold on. There you go. Hey, I'm telling you, it's line three. No, it's line three.
All right, go ahead.
All right, Julian. Go ahead, buddy.
Hi, guys. Actually, like, I was born and raised in DR. I went to college there in Santo Domingo. But, like, this area of Santo Domingo, are you guys hearing me?
Yes, yeah. We're hearing you fine.
Okay. This area of Santo Domingo, this is called Santo Domingo Este, which is, like, middle-lower class. But this area, Avenida Venezuela, where all these bars are, these are, like, establishments well-known to be, like, you know, like, owned by drug dealers. You know, they got their connections in New York and stuff. I just think the country's getting a bad rap now. You know, like, this is not a nice, like, touristic area where this happened.
Okay, but you didn't help it out. You didn't help it out with your description of the area. So, what would a guy...
I'm being real.
Okay, but let me ask you this thing, because I don't know the area. You obviously do. David Ortiz was there, and he was there with some big celebrity. Somebody said there was a famous singer that was with him. We know there was a TV host because he was the guy that was shot in the leg. He's a variety TV host at night. So why would that group be there with their Rolls Royce?
So this is the thing. Like, and I was listening to the show the other day when you was describing this owner of the Rolls Royce. Like, yeah, like I don't want to throw dirt on David Ortiz, but like this is like urban artists, you know, like it's like rappers, you know, like they all started like the rappers in the United States. They start like with funding from a little, you know, like drug money and stuff like that. I'm not throwing that at David Ortiz, but this is a well-known area where big capos hang out. You know,
I love Big Papi.
This is not like celebrities, like important celebrities from Dominican Republic, like Juan Luis Guerra or Pedro Martinez. This is like young kids that comes from the ghetto and are having success with the urban music. You know, this is not like celebrity. This is like TV host. Like, he's a nice guy and everything, but you know, like, he's not like Barbara Walters or Don Francisco. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Don Francisco. Sabado Gigante.
I like him. I like that guy.
I love Sabado Gigante.
You know, like, so.
Okay.
And the
bad
story
area.
About this guy. Google this guy called Cesar El Abusador.
Oh, can you spell it?
I did.
You know, is the alleged boyfriend, and he owns 75% of the business in that strip over there in La Avenida Venezuela.
Julian, give me that name again.
Cesar El Abusador.
Cesar
the Abuser.
Oh, that's his like his street name, Cesar the Abuser.
Yep.
Yeah, but
guys,
I heard that's abuser is like
man,
guy that does
I
bad things.
Boston, you know, I have like no fear over here. Google
something on YouTube called Gobierno Limpio RD.
Okay, why don't we do this? Julian.
Christian, you got okay. that? How do you spell
hold
it?
Hold on. Julian, hey, could you text it into the show, please?
Julian, I'm going to put you on hold. Talk to the producers.
Talk to the
get
producers.
Only information.
I don't know.
Can't do that on the fly. Jeez.
Type this right, in.
Now God, Google please. This. Yeah, Google go it. To YouTube and do oh this.
Please.
I was like, wait. What?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Hey, how you doing?
It was a bad area. I get it.
Line
get
three. I'm not going to line three ever again.
Oh, my God.
I am never going again problem. To line three. I'm going to skip line three. So if you're unlucky and you happy to call us up and you're on line three, you're screwed.
You know this happens to every you're radio screwed. Station? Line. This is no, like a just, national phenomenon that only happens to line three.
I think it just
every...
happens here. Here's Pete up in Maine. Hi, Pete.
Hey, how's it going?
What's
hey,
up?
So... I see that there's a huge similarity between Chara playing and KD playing because they're both playing injured. They're not 100%. If something happens to Chara's jaw, we're going to say, oh, it's because of this. KD ruptured his ankle or Achilles. We're going to say, oh, it was because of this. But that they signed up for that when they became professional sports players. You're going to play injured sometimes, and if it gets worse, that's just part of the job description.
You know, and you're right, Pete. Like, yeah, you are. Because wasn't there, Char was cleared to play, and he had a decision to make. And there was a huge risk, especially in that sport, as much as they fight, and much as they, you know, forecheck, as much
fight.
As they, sorry, they tangle with each other.
They
okay,
don't.
At least they don't sit there and square up anymore, but they tangle.
Yeah, he could have got bumped. He could have got elbowed in the jaw.
He could have fallen down like he did about, the very first game when he came
we're
back.
We're talking about a hockey player, okay? What the most important part of your body is a hockey player to play the game. Where does jaw fit?
It doesn't matter. It's
of course
still,
it does.
It's
in
still,
a basketball player, where does your
still,
cap
I'm not making
fit?
A differentiation. I'm not going to make a difference, separate the two. He was at risk. His face could have been screwed up worse. He could have had issues talking, maybe sleeping, snoring more. Who the hell knows?
Could have still played
hockey.
The fact
is that he was at risk, and he decided that what he was trying to accomplish was worth the risk.
I just think every sport has got certain body parts that are required. You know, like we hear it all the time. People are like, oh, so-and-so got hit in the wrist and his wrist is sore. He can't hit. Oh, he's a baby. Oh, your elbow bother you? Can't pitch? Oh, he's the baby. Hockey players play with sore elbows all the time. Well, if you pitch, you can't do it. So there's certain injuries with certain sports that you can't mess around with. In basketball, calf, Achilles.
Knees, growing,
yeah,
back,
no, yeah,
elbow, eyes,
no, elbow's
nose,
no big deal.
Fingers.
No, eyes, no big
take
deal.
That head, shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes.
Fingers you play all the time with. No, but calves?
I would think you need
pretty
your fingers,
sure they jump.
Okay, if you're going to be a shooter and
oh,
you break your finger.
Oh, you can't break your finger and tape it together? We've seen that many times.
How effective are you going to be? Yeah, you break your, what if you dislocated your finger where the bone came out of your skin?
That's one of those injuries where it's not going to get any worse. It's just pain tolerance. Can you shoot?
He could compensate. Can overcompensate.
You get hit by a bus.
You get hit by a bus.
I think, and maybe it was some of the aggressive reporting that was out there with Zdeno Chara and what happened to him with the broken jaw, because I think it was...
You say over-reporting?
Yeah, I think it was much ado about nothing.
What are you trying to say?
So Zdeno Chara today, everybody said he's not going to be able to talk. All he's going to do is he's going to write down his answers. I heard Zdeno Chara talk today.
See, Patrice... had a pretty nice pregame speech that was effective in the last game. Just wondering if you've made some similar speeches in the past and might you make one
not lately.
Before game seven?
I think that we shared our responsibility. It's a great group of leaders we have, and it's not that I'm going to be sitting at
sounds
the desk
perfect.
And trying to
fine.
Figure out some speech. I think you just got to go by the feel. We all realize that it's more about actions than words, but obviously we're going to be talking before the game and emphasize a few things.
Not funny at all. His accent is a little bit more accentuated. You notice that?
Why do they make
him sounds
like
good.
Speak?
I don't know.
He's just talking like
I don't know. Why wouldn't... That's hockey. Hockey players are the
so
nicest
tough.
People. That's
my
that's
father
sport.
Was a Greco-Roman wrestler.
That was not Zdeno Chara. That wasn't fake Zdeno Chara. But you're right, Lou. In other sports, they would easily say he can't speak. He can't do it. Hockey, they sit there and go, well, Zdeno can really do it. Why don't we just have him go and he'll answer a couple of questions. We
even after the game, I remember. I mean, I heard Jerry talk about it beforehand. Afterwards, I was saying I thought it was stupid. Like, just the risk of getting hurt and just the pain associated with it and the fact that he had time to rest.
Hey,
and he
stupid.
Could have bailed on the game. But he didn't. Because he calculated the risk and the upside and decided, okay, it's worth it.
Well, he calculated wrong.
Who? Well, Kevin Durant definitely did sal math.
Mm-hmm. No.
Did not carry the
right. He didn't do it well.
Didn't do it right.
He didn't do it well.
By the way, did you notice we have Chris Rooney and Gord Dwyer are the two officials in that game tomorrow?
Yeah.
And
who is that?
And did you notice that Craig Berube is pretty smart in all of this, and he's coming out and he's basically saying, we got to get into it a little bit more physically. Like, they haven't been physical enough in six games of the series. But you know what he's telling his guys? You know what he's telling his guys? Screw the suspensions. What difference does it make? What are they going to do? Suspend you for game one and two next year in the regular season?
Yes, they will.
Go out there. I'm telling you, if you think that the St. Louis has been physical in the first six games, you ain't seen nothing yet. They're going to come out, and that's the way they're going to play. It's the only way they can win.
I just think
we've seen it in the series.
That they get Sutherland off that crew. And it's Rooney again. Rooney, is it Dwyer? Is
Dwyer.
That his name?
Gord Dwyer.
So they did 2-4-6.
Correct.
So the other crew should have got seven. But after that mess up in game five with Achari, the non-call, they just said, screw it, we're going back to Rooney. His crew. So that's kind of interesting.
Well, they figured bringing him back to Boston might not be the smartest thing we can do. So, and they know that guys aren't going to call an awful lot. See, I'm not sure we're going to, if there's a controversy, and I've heard people say, oh my God, there better not be a controversy. If there's a controversy, I don't think it's going to be about a call being made that people are going to say, where the hell was that call? It's going to be the opposite. It's going to be, why aren't they calling this? Why aren't they calling that? That's what's going to happen in Game 7. And I'm sorry, that plays right into the Blues' hands.
You know, I do think in Game 6, they were not as physical
they
as
were not.
They were in
I agree.
Game 5 and in Game 4.
So part of that might have been the speed factor. Carson Kuhlman was playing the speed factor of Boston. Maybe they were a little quicker. I just think that, and Berube said that, we weren't hitting as hard. They're going to come out and say,
well, yeah,
screw
it's like Pierre said, the Game 7s, yeah, they probably, sometimes they want to swallow the whistle.
Not good for the Bruins.
No, that wouldn't be good. But they're so physical that, I mean, I think there's going to be some hits that you just might not be able to ignore. That's all. I mean, you know, the other stuff, the slashing, the holding of the stick, these sort of things, it's like, maybe a couple interference calls, they might be like, But some of the impact, some of the hits they have against the wall, it's just, I guess to the point where you just can't ignore.
First of all, we're the least penalized team in the league in the first three rounds. And
he threw that one out. That was great. Hey, listen, the Bruins, I think, if you look at the skill and the individual players, they're a better team. I would also say they have more experience because they've been around in 2011 in situations like this. They've been around in 2000 and, what was it, 13. They've been around in this before. On the other hand, what has held form in the Stanley Cup playoffs this year in the NHL? Nothing. Nothing. And I'm surprised. People think this thing is over. And this game worries the hell out of me. I think St. Louis is going to be able to come out and play the one game that we see them play that Boston has difficulty with. And that's when they come cracking at you. They just dump and they just pound you into the boards.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to get away with more of it in this game tomorrow
night.
Well,
it's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you think the Red Sox are done. Like you think?
I think the Red Sox.
I'm not the Red Sox.
I'm not using Dunsky yet. Not Dunsky.
You're flirting with Dunsky.
I'm flirting with Dunsky.
Yeah,
I'm probably a couple weeks away from Dunsky.
Really?
Yes. Oh, if they don't show something against Minnesota, I mean, if they don't do something against Texas, you think Texas is that good, Lou? I know they're four games above 500 or whatever.
I think they're pretty good.
It's a good lineup, a good hitting lineup.
Well, the scary thing is, yeah, it's you look at their lineup and it's a pretty good team, and they're without Gallo right now.
Right.
Who's their best hitter?
Right.
And you got lucky. Because he's got an oblique,
right?
So it's a good team.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm not.
But you should be beating this team.
Well, you should have beat them last night. Your
right.
ace went against their ace. Your ace beat their ace, and then it got to the eighth inning. Anybody feel good up 2-1?
Yeah.
No.
You never feel good with
Why
the bullpen.
Hell would you?
No, you never feel good with the bullpen. But when you look at every time they have to play a good team, Why is it they fail? We have to go back to what? Tampa Bay in a series in Tampa back
not,
in April?
They're not as good as them.
They're not.
And this is the thing, too. Jared Carrabas tweeted this thing out. Talk about the relievers, right? So the Red Sox relievers, their rankings across baseball in the seventh and the eighth. Okay, they're third in ERA.
Pretty good.
They're second in whip.
Excellent.
And they're first in strikeouts per nine.
Even better.
So their bullpen. Good.
What's
good.
What's the fuss about?
Their bullpen inning. Is pretty good. Ooh, well, let's see.
To the ninth
let's see where they rank in the ninth inning Whoa. For relievers. ERA, 6-1-2, 28th.
Ugly.
Whip, 1-6-4, 27th.
Oh, boy. Ooh, really ugly.
Home runs per nine, 1.44, 20th.
Oh.
So, once again.
Not a keeper.
They have a bullpen full of 6th, 7th, and 8th inning guys. They don't have a guy with elite stuff. They don't have a guy that comes in and says, you can't hit me. Like what Craig Kimball was last year. You can, and what they have is a bunch of tricksters. They got a bunch of guys that like to trick you. You know, they got Workman, they got Barnes who throw the ball well. They're good relievers, but they try to trick you. They'll get you. They'll elevate a fastball out of the zone to try to see if you'll chase. Then they'll go curveball down in the dirt to see if you'll chase. They don't want any part of the zone.
It's tricky right there.
They don't. There's stuff inside the zone. You're facing those guys. And say, hey, listen, don't let them trick you. Lay off the heater out of the zone. Try to lay off that curveball down, because if you get something in the zone, their stuff's not that good.
See, that's
good pitchers, but they're not dominant elite closers. They don't have it.
See, that's why I'm really concerned right now that this thing is close to being Dunsky for them. Because to catch up with all of these other teams, they need to go on a run where you win 14 out of 16, something like that. If you don't have a guy in the ninth inning, you can't win those one-run ball games. So in a run of 16 games, there might be three or four of those. You don't have a guy that just comes in 1-2-3 in the ninth and the game is over. So they're struggling like they did last night. That game should have been over in the ninth inning. Barnes should have been. It should have closed that game out, and you win that game.
I know it had the makings of being a really quick game. It's like
did.
One of those games.
Where
like,
and a half
this
hour,
is awesome.
Right?
Look how quick this is going. And sure enough, they can't close it up. They can't finish it.
So how do you go on a long winning streak?
I don't think this is a team that is you call it that doesn't have a sense of urgency.
They're nine games out.
I know, but that's fine. But
where's the sense of urgency?
Okay, all they have to do.
Nobody's saying they're not trying.
Get the wild card spot. I think, but like, obviously, I think
the first
there's
wild
one
card spot is already out.
There's one spot. They need a closer. That's it. I think you went over the seventh,
well,
and eighth, the sixth, seventh, and eighth. But they're going to hit.
No, see, that's
it's not
thing.
Like they're going to sit there and just forget who they are.
No, I look at the three groups, right? Offense, starters, relievers. Okay, the offense is lacking, and that's probably the reason why they are where they are right now, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I think they thought they were going to slug their way. Runners in scoring position has been pathetic. Awful situational hitting. You know, they got a couple guys going, then they got a couple guys quiet. You know, Devers is now 0 for his last 19 as well. He can't afford that because no one else is going. Mookie's not swinging it well. JD's got dealing with a back. Benintendi's blah. So it's the offense is the reason to me. But I think the offense, okay, is not playing up to their capability. I think the rotation, Price and Sale have been great. But for the most part, Erod, Porcello, Evaldi's out. They're not living up to their capability. The bullpen, I think, is. I think this is who they are. So
well,
when everybody
not,
gets when everything
enough.
Gets right, this is where the improvement has to come. Like, I think they are who they are. Like, this is just them. So if you're Dave Dombrowski, my thing is they gotta go add somebody. The problem is you don't have much depth anywhere. You don't have depth in the rotation. You don't have depth in the minor leagues. You don't have depth in the bullpen. You don't have depth in an infield. You don't have depth to go out there and make a trade. I mean, you could always trade an A-ball kid, double-A kid, but these guys kind of do something different.
Well, see last week...
You're not getting a guy that's going to come out and put out the fire in the ninth inning, and you can't wait until the end of July. By the end of July, they may be six, seven, eight games out of the wild card. The point I'm trying to make, Christian, why they're in trouble is they have two teams ahead of them, one that's going to win the division, the other one that's going to be your first wild card team. And don't look at the Yankees and look at the Rays, and I'm not saying they're going to continue to play great all year long, but they're not going to fall out of this thing.
But you know
how
it goes.
So you got one spot available.
You're not even in July yet. You have 2 months of baseball, and if they do make a move, because I do believe they need to make a move, and last week it was Chavis was a name that came up. Now it seems like everybody knows that Chavis is kind of recognized and realized what he's capable of doing.
I can tell you a couple weeks
ago. It's not Chavis anymore. Who else? Give me another name. Jackie Bradley Jr. is always the name that also comes up.
Not going to get much
for
him.
No, because
what about
not getting
much? How about Benintendi? It's not going to be Mookie.
Well, that one's interesting.
Yeah. Why is that one interesting?
Because he's got like 3 or 4 years of service. I don't know who he is. I think he's a good player. I think he's a good hitter. I think he's got okay power. I think he's an okay outfielder. In other words, he's got
he's a good outfielder. Yeah, Come on, he's good.
Is he elite? Is he Gold Glove finalist or anything like that?
No, he's pretty damn good.
Was that great?
I mean, he made a great play last night, stopping that ball.
I think he's okay.
What I'm saying is that
what do you think he is?
He's better.
What do you think he's going to be? Is he going to be Devers? Is he going to be Mookie? What do you think he's going to be? Bogarts? Because that's a guy that. This is why I say Dave's got to get creative, and that might be a name. It's just 3 years left of service, I think, before, or maybe even four, before he hits free agency. Can I get a prospect and a big league reliever for him? And then can I make a minor trade for another outfielder? I've seen like this kid Corey Dickerson down in Pittsburgh. They want to dump his ass. He's got a year left. He came back from injury. Pretty good player the last couple of years. Won the Gold Glove in the outfield and left. You know, small deal to put him in left field. Big deal for Benintendi to improve your pen, to maybe get another minor leaguer. See, because Dave just, all he does is give. All he does is just give away guys, right? And he gets big league talent back. Can he do the opposite? Can he go the other way? Benintendi, you know, just get a closer for Andrew Benintendi. And maybe even a prospect. Because he'll be worth more than just a closer, right? So you get a player as well. And then you go swing a small deal for a guy that can play left field, who can hit 267, 270, possibly 18 home run power, and play an okay left field.
Well, you're going to have to get that guy. You're going to have to get that guy because J.D. Martinez, with the back issue he has right now, you can't play him a lot in the outfield, okay? And that's going to be an issue when you play in National League ballparks. What are you going to do? How do you get him in the game other than as a pinch hitter? Are you going to put him out there and take a chance?
That might be the shakeup right there. That might be it.
What?
Benintendi. I wouldn't have a problem.
I don't think anyone.
I think he can get something. You can get something for Benintendi. He's got value.
You're not going to get anything for Jackie Bradley. He's got one year left of arbitration at $12 million, and he's hitting .280. He's almost at 200.
You know what it is? They love him here, and he's fun to watch because he makes great catches every once in a while, and he's hitting it. He's been hitting here in the last month. But you tell me, does anybody truly believe it's going to continue?
On. Because you ask who is Benintendi? Who is he?
Who is he?
I don't think we know yet. So I think most teams would take a chance on a Benintendi. Attendee and say, listen, I know what he could be, and in our system, he can achieve it. Bradley Jr., you know, it's obvious who he is.
Well, we thought he was
going to
be better.
Great defense.
But we thought Benintendi was going to be better than what he's been, right?
No,
he's going to be better.
He's still young enough to.
Good. He's been good.
But here's what they're going to have to do in the offseason, I think. And hopefully he starts playing a hell of a lot better than what we've seen. Certainly hit a lot better. And that's when you get into the offseason. You got to make a decision with Mookie Betts. So if this thing peters out and you're not making the playoffs, or you sneak into a wild card and you're eliminated after a game or a quick series, in the offseason, looking at how little you have in the system right now, you have to seriously make up your mind about Mookie Betts.
That's the risk, too, with a guy like Benintendi, because you're banking on, you have the great thing about him. It's why you could get a lot for him. It's because he's got 4 years left in his contract. However, if you were happen to move him to get a guy for the rest of this year and a bullpen arm or whatever it is, or replace him for a guy just for this year.
See,
now all of a sudden you're sitting there saying, okay, are we going to lose Mookie? Because I'm not bringing Jackie back either. We don't have any of our outfielders left. So it's one of those things where it's like, if you're going to lose Jackie and Mookie, you know, if there's a chance, you got to make sure you hold on to Benintendi, right? So,
yes.
See, you were saying, okay, this is just who they are. This is just who they are. So yesterday, after yesterday's loss, I actually heard a reporter use a football reference to try to get Alex Cora to give his explanation of what his team was. And I was actually surprised that there was maybe 12 seconds of silence because Cora's just not playing the games anymore. And I want to play it next, if you're okay with that.
If we could play it next, if you'd like to play it.
I would. You don't seem too excited about it. Get excited.
We're excited.
I'm excited.
We're giving away.
I want to hear this.
We're giving away. I'm a little bit more excited.
You're giving tickets away?
Game 7.
I'm excited.
Game 7. Get the code word coming up for Game 7. Stanley Cup tickets for tomorrow night's game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WOMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
You want to win every start. You want to win as many games as you can. More so than anything, like I said before, you want to start series off on the right foot. You know, we had a tough one against Tampa this past weekend, but you know, at the same time, we've all been there. Like I said before, it's now's good. You know, harder the deeper the game gets. So, like I said before, you just pick your head up and come back ready tomorrow and yeah, give it everything we got.
Chris Hale, not his fault. Seven innings, did not give up a single earned run. And yet, they don't win again, which has
shouldn't
become
have
a
up,
regular
have given
feature.
Up a single run.
Right. Earlier in the season, it was his fault. Now, he's getting no support.
Angel Hernandez.
How do you not call that check swing? Did you see the check swing
you're talking about
with two strikes?
Yes.
First off, the umpire screwed him.
Right.
But the check swing, the guy, his back leg comes up, the swing, he does a little twirl like it's a bat.
No, he's
but unfortunately, you have Angel freaking Hernandez down in first base who sucks.
Right.
He is so bad, I have no idea why he's still in this game.
Behind home plate tonight, Lou.
And he's going to be behind home plate.
You're calling this game
for the
tonight?
Rookie. I am calling this game tonight.
Watch
this
out, Joe Castig.
This one should be a good one because this guy is awful at his job. There isn't a single person in baseball that thinks Angel Hernandez is good at his job. He's got an awful temperament. He's got an awful zone. He can't see crap. Remember last year in ALDS?
He had five
overturned calls.
It was awful.
He sucks.
Is that a lot?
So, he should just quit.
I hear about this guy more than any other ref/umpire in any sport.
There will be issues tonight.
So why does he keep his job?
There will be issues tonight.
No, even the man, everybody knows that he sucks.
Got pictures.
And here's the other thing. You mentioned temperament. Right, his disposition at the plate, whether his the arrogance that he kind of walks around with, like, is no wonder people hate him.
But here's the thing: so there's going to be issues tonight, but it's going to be not from either pitcher because they're too young. You know, Darwinson's first career start. It's going to be from the benches. The benches are going to let him have it, and the mask will come off, and he'll be yelling at the benches.
Shut up over there!
It will happen tonight. I guarantee you.
You're going to hear Lou, especially with the kid on the mound. Lou will stick his head out the window. And he will start yelling at Angel Hernandez. Is there any way you could be thrown out of doing the telecast?
Do you realize the broadcast? Do you realize these games are not on delay like the show is? And Joe Castig has never had an F-bomb on his on one of his broadcasts.
No, it'll be fine. I'm good. I'm under control.
No, you're not.
No, I'm
you're
good. Not, I'm under control. Not, girl, you get engaged. You really don't know her. After a year, you realize she's like batshit crazy. Yeah. I'm under control. I might be more concerned about the eighth with the 2-1 lead again going, here we go.
God, please.
Okay, so I was going to...
I'm sorry, we're running out of time with this thing. We're running out of time.
So hold on. I was telling you about Cora. Okay, so I don't know who the reporter is. But,
I don't either, by the way.
Okay, but he used that famous Bill Parcells reference, and you know which one I'm talking about, right?
I do.
You are what your record says. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I get sucked into the post-game press conference because I feel like his demeanor is changing. And if you listen to this, there's a question was asked. Okay, he answered as quickly and as short as possible without any follow-up whatsoever. And the guy that asked the question was just, it was like they were playing chicken. Here it is.
Alex, Parcells always used to say, you are what your record says you are.
Yeah.
And it obviously...
Sometimes I feel like saying that.
It's not always true, okay? Yeah. But if you're not what your record is right now, in your assessment, where are you guys right now?
We are...
I know you're in third place in the record.
We've been a very inconsistent team.
Hello.
11, 12.
About to play 100 games season. You're about to play, roughly 100 game season.
99.
So,
hold on, wait
so
for
what?
It.
We have a good team.
That's it. Hold on. We have a good team. We will be there. He finishes it with, we will be there.
Okay.
Do you believe he'll be there?
No. But I think he's got to put that face on and say that. There have been two things I've heard him say in the last week that are a good indication of where they are. One, he talked about Tampa Bay this past weekend, said they're a much better team than we are. Then he talked about the Yankees and how the Yankees play the weekend before, which is pretty much the way his team played last summer. He knows exactly where he is and where he's not, and he just can't come out and say it because you can't come out in the public and say, we're just not getting it done. We're not good enough.
No, he can't. There's a lot of things he can't say. You know, a lot of talks today about possibly making trades to improve his bullpen. You know, and he just can't come out and say, yeah, we're short out there. The guys aren't good enough.
Because then he loses the guys he's got.
The stuff's not good enough. Right. So he comes out and says, we still believe in the stuff.
Right.
So, you know, what if you don't make a trade? You know, what if it's the same bullpen for a little bit longer? I find it hard to believe it'll be for much longer. I hope not.
It can't.
But for a little bit longer. So they know. He knows. I mean, hell, he had a starter last night go seven innings. He went Workman and Barnes, and he brought the infield in to go for the win because he didn't know. It didn't have anybody else to bring in.
Ooh, he had a guy go.
Given where they were in the bullpen, he went for the win up one in the ninth because right. he couldn't afford to go to extra innings to give up one run.
You had a starter.
Didn't have anyone.
You had a starter give you as much as he could in seven innings last night. You lost the freaking game because you couldn't handle it in the ninth inning. They can't wait. Dombrowski cannot wait much longer. You're already three games behind in the loss column right now for the wild card. If you end up losing a couple more in this series, you might be four games behind. Are you kidding me? See, and then you've got Minnesota coming up next week.
Yep.
Another good team that you're probably going to struggle against. Why do I say that? Because they struggle against all these good teams. They're just not good enough. So, no, I don't feel optimistic at all. I feel like they got to make a move, and they got to make a move quickly. All right, to the phones we go. Here's James in Norwich. Hey, James.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, the reason why I'm calling, because I want to tell Christian how intelligent he really is. He probably already realized.
You mean, hold on, Christian Fourier?
This guy?
Yeah. Or a different Christian? Oh, he's
I sneeze right when people say that. Go ahead,
so
what's up?
Let me explain. Beginning of the year, we both agreed on trading Mookie when he's at the top of his game. Because we know he wasn't going to stay there. And you trade high.
Mookie okay. Betts?
Yeah, you could have guessed.
You did say this. You don't even remember? I do remember you saying
don't remember it.
Okay.
Well, let me trigger it. Because he said he basically wasn't going to come back. And you said that, well, we can get about anything we can for him. Anybody would give you whatever you wanted for him. And,
Yeah, I was drunk.
you actually did say it. I think Lou and I basically said you can't do it now.
I don't even know
because teams can't make a deal 30
no, no,
days,
no, yeah.
15 days before
correct.
The start
no, no,
of the
if,
season.
Yeah, because that was more about if you know he's going to leave and you know you can't get anything for
that's
him, then just go ahead and get
this
it. Yeah, that's this offseason.
You don't trade Mookie Betts right now and get better.
No.
And now where are we at? Now we're in a hole.
So you think that... They're screwed
now
because Mookie Betts
isn't
playing. Oh, sure you could. Well, no, yeah, you could.
Right.
Of course you can.
You're going to be able to get what you could have got
I wouldn't run away. I wouldn't sit there and get spooked by Mookie Betts.
No, you could never get what you could have got last year because their team would have got two extra years. Would have got 2 years of Mookie and not
right.
just one.
Yeah, but it's nothing to do with his
but,
play.
But, I mean, in the offseason, did you want him to just give up on the year? Is that what you wanted in the offseason?
Yeah,
we're not going to try to win it again. We're going to trade Mookie before the season starts because we can max his value?
But
nobody
I do,
really believes that, right?
Christian knows everything, and everybody else is crazy.
But I do believe this, Lou. If this continues, you get to this offseason, you really need to make a decision. You're either going to sign the guy, right, or you're going to trade him away.
Which makes this whole thing, I was talking about a guy like Benintendi.
Yes.
Real tricky.
Yep.
Right? Real tricky.
Yep.
Because if you do lose out on Mookie Betts, you know, you do need somebody. It's why guys like Devers are so important, under control. Why Benintendi is important, because he's under control.
Yep.
So it's you can't give that up. And start trying to piecemeal left field when the reality is you're a year or two away from piecemealing your whole outfield together, possibly. But if you're confident that Mookie's back, if you're sold on that, you're going to go all in. If you're Dave Dombrowski, you're going to go all in and bring Mookie back, whether it's wise or not. I would seriously consider looking at Benintendi because I think you can get a lot for him. 4 years under control. You can maybe get that closer and some prospects. Maybe even more than one, or a good one, and then a lower level guy. For a guy who has 4 years in the control, that's a good player.
He's got value. There's no question. But if you have uncertainty of bets, how do you do that?
That's tough.
You can't do it.
Maybe you know you're going all in. Maybe you know exactly what's going to take to sign him, and you're willing to do it.
Mm. And your other JD Martinez is a guy who's limited in being able to play in the outfield because of the bat problem.
He's a DH.
Right now. He's specifically a DH, and you've got a bunch of games coming up in National League ballparks. Here's Paul in Westfield next up here in EEI. Hey, Paul.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you?
What's up, Paul?
I just want a quick comment react to the caller earlier. The gentleman sounded polite and sincere about his comment that he tried to imply that not throwing dirt on David and then said that the gentleman he's with owns 75% of the businesses. And he employs 100% of those peoples and feeds their families and provides entertainment to a lot of people. So when you say something like this, you have to remember that instead of eulogizing and explaining to the wife and kids that their dad was a great man is now gone, we have the joy of having him. So don't please call up and sound what you call sympathetic or endearing, that you're not trying to throw dirt. I believe you're not a bad person. I think you probably have some confusion about what maybe the cause of problems is and the view you have, because, you know, some people don't understand things clearly. But I just want to say I'm happy he lived. It truly was this devil that just snuck up behind him and tried to kill or paralyze him at point blank range. The guy driving the cab was so drunk he couldn't even talk to the cops. He got the crud kicked out of him. And stop telling the police to give you information. It's called protocol and investigation. You don't say anything, you find the devil, and then you let jail take care of him. That's all I wanted to say.
All right. I don't think he was drunk, the driver, because he was. They have questioned him. And they brought him in, and he seemed to, at least his story, you can believe it or not believe it, was that he was simply doing motorcycle runs where he was transporting people. Mm-hmm. And he just happened to transport this guy. Now, he could be a total liar, because they haven't found the other guy who was the guy that actually pulled the trigger. Though, isn't there, with that closed circuit that we saw, isn't there enough of a view where they can get a view of this guy? The face? Because I don't remember seeing the face in the video that we saw.
I don't either. Just see the puff of smoke.
Yeah. But I'm wondering if they can look at it from a different angle. Is that possible? John's in Maine. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. Just respond to that last caller real quick. He sounded a little bit naive. I think that guy was just trying to let everybody know what that area is like, since he's from the area.
Yeah.
So the Red Sox, it's hopefully they do go out and get an arm here, because it's been tough watching them squander these late inning leads. Chris Sale has pitched very well over the last 8-10 games. Fortunately, though, they have pocket aces, and David Price starts has been working out for them. I think this team will be there this year. They just have to get out.
You do. You do think they're going to be there.
Well, what good are pocket aces when the rest of your team can't perform?
I hold all the cards now.
I'm just saying, like, what good are pocket aces? Mm-hmm. Like, they gave David Price 4 or 5 runs the other day, but he had a pocket ace last night. They gave him 2 runs after 2 hitters, and that was it. And the bullpen couldn't hold it. So you can have pocket aces all you want, but you play with 2 cards. The other guy's playing with 5. I think he's got a pretty good chance of beating you.
See, John, when you're talking about
scoring position.
Okay, but when you're talking about fixing it and getting it together, do you realize how many games they're going to have to win here the rest of the way to put themselves in a position to get one of these wild cards? They're going to have to go on a hell of a run.
About 60 games they'll be in position, at least for a wild card.
Well, if they're in a position now, but it's not a good position when you're down 3 games in the loss column, and we're in the second week of June. That's not a good situation, and it's not getting any better right now. Certainly, the end of that bullpen. All right, we got last call. It's coming up next.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back to more of Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI. Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast. I think the show's been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go. Good.
Last Call.
I don't thrill about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier.
It's all brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car, help a child today. Schedule your free pickup, 877-CARS with a K, for the number KIDS, or at carsforkids.com. Lou sitting over to Fenway Park.
On his way.
Yeah, the company
20 minutes.
Company thinks it can do it in 20 minutes.
20.
I'm gonna.
It's called the Lou Challenge.
Yeah, well, so Lou set the over-under at 40, and I took the over. Because traffic lately has been traffic.
Really?
Yeah, it's been a little crazy.
It's hit and miss.
A little crazy. Doug Armstrong, the general manager of the St. Louis Blues, had a little problem today. So they go over to the TD Garden to get their normal skate in today, a little practice, right? But he was really pissed off because the Blues practice was delayed. Because apparently he was bitching that the Bull Gang didn't do the right job with the ice.
The who gang?
Yeah, the Bull Gang. Those are the guys that...
They call them the Bull Gang?
Bull. Like in bull.
Wait, spell it.
Bull.
B-O-W-L.
Okay, is he saying it weird to you?
Say bull. It again. Bull.
Okay.
Bull.
Okay.
Bull.
All right, fine. I get it.
Okay.
Bull.
So one of the crew members, Stuart, right back. Because this is typical Boston guys, you know, those guys that
you
are...
You shut up.
Right. Matt Grizzlick's dad is on the crew. John,
your buddy.
So they throw it right back at him. Who pissed in your Cheerios this morning?
You think that was Grizzlick's dad?
Oh, I like that.
Maybe that's another way he can affect the game.
So he came back. The president of the Blues, Doug Armstrong, laid out the Boston Zamboni crew for not having the ice ready for the Blues practice. He said, do your blanking jobs.
But nice for them to interrupt their coverage of the NBA Finals to talk about the Bruins.
He didn't use that actual word. We talked a lot of Bruins, D.C. Jesus, stop it. Our buddy Mike Francesa, he gets so many prank phone calls. Think about it. Most of his show is now prank phone calls, right?
Yeah.
So he doesn't really know the difference anymore of when somebody's got a legitimate call that might be a little off base versus what a prank phone call is. So you try to figure it out. Was this a prank phone call?
Let me listen.
Or
to
was
it.
This a legitimate call?
If you were to ask 100 horse trainers, I'm wondering what they would how they'd answer the following question. Does the horse know it's in a race? What does the horse know? Does the horse know just he has to run as or she has to run as fast as they can, or do they know their goal is to beat all the other horses? And then the follow-up question is, I just heard somebody
they're
talking the other day.
They're born to race. They're third. They're born and bred to race.
What is it? So
they're born
they
to race.
They're born to run the fastest they can, or they know it's important to come in first?
No, they don't. Horses don't think in those terms. Okay. What they do is they're conditioned that they're treated better when they win. And they
is that right? Well, when they win, meaning... So you're saying they know when they win?
They know when they win, absolutely.
They do?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And a lot of them don't like to get beat to the wire. They like to race. They don't like anybody in front of them. They're very competitive.
Just one more question.
The better ones are very competitive. Intimidate each other. Did you realize that if you put two males, you took two male stallions and passed them by each other, they would try to kill each other?
Hold on. I will say this. Did you read the book Hold on. Listen, no. Did you read the book Seabiscuit?
I saw the movie though.
Okay, totally different.
No, I'm sorry.
They talk about that exactly course, what he's talking about.
That's what horse people talk
no,
about.
No, no.
Do you really believe
No,
it?
No, but no, but they
when,
do
when
they
do you
have,
know you win? When does the horse
no,
know
they do,
when they put the ribbon
no,
on?
They do know when No, they do.
Really?
Like he's 100% right. I hate to agree with him.
Really?
But well, you know what? Let's ask Mutt.
They'll go out.
Okay, can you play this tomorrow for Mutt?
Horse.
Because they do know that there's a competition. They
Sometimes
do, and he's right about not wanting to be last. Seabiscuit was that type of
I
horse.
I don't know who's more
a little
obnoxious.
Horse.
Francesa
tried to beat the bigger horse.
Got to move on. I'm moving on.
Mutt, can you answer this question for us tomorrow?
Please.
Thank you.
Do you hear him? Horses don't think in terms like that. They're very focused.
Well, Christian, then somebody needs to teach the horses. It's 2019. Everybody gets a trophy. Stop being so freaking competitive.
Hey, war admiral. Hey, yeah. Don't worry.
That little
first,
horse,
second, or third. It doesn't matter. You're getting an extra batch of oats.
That little graze in. The other horses don't get that advantage.
That little horsey back there on your ass is just as good as you are. And understand it. It's 2019.
Listen, war admiral. Everybody got a trophy today.
Did everybody get your oats? Everybody got oats. Everybody gets a trophy. DeMarcus Cousins last night. Boy. Not happy about those Toronto fans who were cheering when KD went down with the injury.
What do you think about the open question of KD's heart and how long it was taking him to return?
Damn.
Please. Some of the fans cheering when he went down.
Trash. So trash. But like I said, we only idolize is superstar athletes. Not human beings. It's always about what we can do between those lines. That's it. That's all that ever matters. And then once we lash out and, you know, do human-type things, then we're considered bad guys.
See, I can understand why a player would be pissed that they were doing it because it's their teammate. But can I tell you this? That would happen anywhere. So if they're in Golden State and Kawhi Leonard goes down with the knee buckles and he's out of the second quarter of Game 6, when is it? Friday. You're telling me that the Golden State fans are not going to cheer?
Yeah, but two side notes real quick. I know you got a note that you want to read. But Chauncey
they're treated
Billups,
better when they win.
Chauncey Billups was the other guy that had torn Achilles. And ESPN just ran a stat, right, of every single player, and they had some of the guys with Kobe Bryant. And days between their next game after they tore their Achilles, we're talking, it's a full year before they even come back to play.
And the first year they come back to play, they don't play a complete schedule. Their minutes are backed up.
KD.
He's not going to be the same player probably for 3 years. And at that point, he's going to be 34 years old. We're just going to throw it out there. Marley Rivera from ESPN reporting that David Ortiz took a few steps today and talked to some members of the family and loved ones. Yeah. All right, we'll throw it out.
Why would somebody want to kill you, David?
They're
That's my first question.
And bred to race.
They're born to race. They don't think that way.
It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. The Francesa actually can think like a horse. He has the horse's mind. It's unbelievable. All right, fellas, we're going to do this tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We're only going to be around for an hour because we got an afternoon baseball game. But we'll do it anyway. Stand by. Will's got you coming up next. Red Sox baseball. Good night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.